Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder, and just want to thank all of you for tuning in to Faith at Noon on today. Today is a blessed day. Today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be a great word. Glory to God. And so today in our session, we are going to deal with the eternal plan of redemption that concerns us. It involves us. It deals with before you ever had a problem. It deals with God having already established an answer and a way out for your problem. And so we are dealing and we are looking at Ephesians chapter 1, where the Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his own will. And so I guess at this point of the text, we are kind of going to take off. Good afternoon, Sherry. Good to see you tuning in. Hope all is well. Charlotte, God bless you. Good to see you tuning in. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself. And as we have been talking in this continued lesson of the eternal plan of God, is that God wanted, glory to God, a family. And I need to say to somebody today, the goal for the children of God and the goal that God had in mind when he saved us is not so much for us to make it to heaven. I got heaven already made if I live right. And the Bible talks about, hey, Rich, how you doing? Cheryl, how you doing? And so I got heaven made if I live right. And the Bible talks about that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. But the main objective of the Father is for us to be conformed to the image of his dear Son, so that when somebody look at your life, they can see a little something that exude from your life the character of Christ. They can see something that is similar in your life that will let them know that Christ is working in us, Christ is working with us, Christ is working through us. And so the Bible says, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his own will. And so it's important to understand what God is doing in our lives. Gloria, how you doing? Hope all is well with you and your family. What God is doing in our lives, he's doing it because of his own good pleasure. He's doing it because he is God. He's doing it because he's the everlasting God. He's God from everlasting to everlasting, from eternity to eternity. He's the Almighty God. He's El Shaddai. He's Elohim. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Tekiskanu. All of the Jehovahistic names. That's who God is. And so God, in eternity, designed and came up with a way for us to become His children by Jesus Christ. So that's why the Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Excuse me, no man can come to the Father except by Him, and He did it in eternity. So He didn't wait for us to get here to decide He was going to do it. He didn't wait for us to get here to see what we was going to do before He decided to do what He did. He predestined us in eternity that we would be the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto Himself according to the good pleasure, glory to God, of His own will. So for all of those that are viewing, to God be the glory. I don't know how excited you are about that, but I'm excited about the fact that I serve a God who already had an answer even before, glory to God, I had a problem. I'm so excited about serving a God who made a way of escape even before I was caught up into something, or I fell into a trap, or I was caught up into some type of device of the enemy. He already made a way out. And the Bible talks about He did all of that not based on what I did, but He did all of that according, glory to God, to His own good pleasure. And then the Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He have accepted us, glory to God, in the beloved. And so it's important for all of you that are viewing this program on this afternoon to get a real witness and revelation in your spirit that we serve an awesome God, and that the Bible says wherein He have made us accepted in the beloved. He did that in eternity. So in other words, He loved me before I ever got here. And the one thing about the love of God, because the love of God is unconditional, no matter what happened to me, no matter what I had to go through, no matter what I fell in, no matter what I got caught up in, His love was not going to change, glory to God, for me. And so that should be a blessing, glory to God, to someone to understand that wherein He made us accepted in the beloved. He accepted me even before I got here. He loved me even before I got here. So whatever I did not stop God from loving me. And so you need to understand that God is crazy about you. I understand, glory to God, that God is crazy about Him some Jerry Wilder. And so you need to understand that God is crazy about you. He's in love with you. He's crazy, glory to God, about you, and that He loved you even before you ever got here. That's why the Bible, I believe, in Romans, I believe it's chapter 5, where the Bible talks about how God commended His love toward us while we were yet sinners. In other words, God loved me right where I was. He didn't really wait for me, glory to God, to get myself together, that he loved me in the condition that I was in. Matter of fact, it was his love that pulled me out of the condition. It was his love that delivered me from whatever I was in. And so the Bible says, Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so love was on assignment. A greater love have no man than to really lay down, glory to God, his life for his friends. And so if God loved you that much, you need to understand that if God loves you that much, that you need to wrap your arms, glory to God, around yourself, that you need to love yourself. You need to love yourself because God is crazy about you. That he loved you, and his love was commended toward you while you was yet a sinner. Isn't that amazing? That God didn't wait for you to come out of sin or be delivered from sin. He loved you, glory to God, while you was in it, and that it was his love, glory to God, that brought you out of it. And so the Bible says, when you look at Ephesians 6, wherein he have made us, glory to God, accepted in the beloved. He's made us accepted in the beloved. So God did that in eternity. He already made you accepted in the beloved. He already knew everything about you. He already knew your shortcomings, your inadequacy, your failures, your strength, your personality, your attitude, your disposition. He already understood all of that about you, but he still, glory to God, love you. And so the reason now that this is so important is because when you understand that God loves you from eternity, you don't have to look for love all in the wrong places. You just need to know that you are already loved by God in an unconditional glory to God way. And instead of people that you are involved in from a relationship standpoint in your life and in your perspective, instead of asking them, do they love you? It might be a good idea for you to ask them, do they love God? Because if they love God, then God will show them how to love you. If they love God, God will reveal to them, glory to God, how to love you. And so people of God, I really hope that this Faith at Noon broadcast, glory to God, is a blessing to you. And the text that we're dealing with, it revealed the mind, the heart, the thought of God in eternity that he had about you before you were ever born. And so you were already accepted in the beloved. And so also what this text, this chapter deal with, especially the first 14 verses of the text, it deal with the eternal plan of God. And so how you doing, Wayne? Hope all things is well. Richard, good to see you, sir, again. And so what we need to understand really about Ephesians chapter 1, that it deal with the eternal plan of God. See, it was God's plan, but Jesus Christ in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. The reason that the Word became flesh is that we have to understand when the Word became flesh was not the beginning of the Word. The beginning of the Word, who is Christ, already pre-existed, but it was the Father's plan, but the Son came to execute the Father's plan, and the Holy Spirit is the person, glory to God, to seal the plan. So when you look at the eternal plan of God, the eternal plan of redemption, we discover that the entire Godhead was provided or was present, glory to God, concerning this plan. And it was the Godhead that executed and sealed the plan. And so I'm extremely excited that I'm already loved. I don't have to fit in. I don't have to be accepted. I don't have to force my way into any clique. I don't have to necessarily fit or be a part of the in crowd. I don't have to do anything extra to be accepted by the crowd, by the clique, and so forth. He have made us accepted, glory to God, in the beloved. And then when you move to verses 7, for all those that are viewing, this is Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And so verse 7 now, again, deal with the fact that in eternity, it had already been established that Jesus would be the Lamb to take away the sins of the world, so that when the Lamb showed up, John the Baptist was the first one to point him out. And so it had already been decided in eternity that it was the blood that we would have to be redeemed, glory to God, through his blood. So it was the power that's in the blood. We don't hear much preaching on the blood today, but I'm here to tell you that the blood still works. There's still redemption in the blood. There's still forgiveness in the blood. There's still power in the blood. There's still victory in the blood. There's still healing and deliverance in the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word, glory to God, of our testimony. And so the blood is as powerful today, glory to God, as it was in the eternal, hallelujah, plan of God. And so verse 7 said, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So redemption is something that we already had in eternity, glory to God, past, because the Father decided that the Son was going to leave eternity. He was going to step into time. He was going to pay the sin debt. He was going to become my sin substitute. He was going to pay the price, glory to God, for my sin, that the Father already knew in eternity that he was going to have to make him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so in whom we have redemption through his blood the forgiveness, glory to God, of sin. The forgiveness, hallelujah, of sin. In other words, it's important that the body of Christ really get a hold, glory to God, to this truth that the blood of Jesus is more powerful and greater than whatever sin, glory to God, you have committed. So it's important now, if God have forgiven you and redeemed you through the blood of Jesus, and that God don't hold anything, glory to God, against you. God is not holding anything against you. God is not mad at you. God don't have no attitude, glory to God, with you, because he understood that his blood, glory to God, forgave us. And so what I want to say to all of those that are viewing this program on this afternoon is that do me a favor, people of God, and please forgive yourself, because if God have forgiven you and you can't forgive yourself, then Houston, we have a problem. And so the most important thing is God has already forgiven you through the blood of Jesus. Now you need to get on with your life. You need to bury your past so that your future can become alive. You do understand that people can't move forward with their life because they keep bringing up, glory to God, their past. But I'm very clear on what the Bible say. I'm very clear on the scriptures that the Bible says that your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. And so because of the blood of Jesus, if God will not remember your sins nor your iniquity anymore, why do you keep letting your past abort your destiny and your future? In other words, you got to get on, glory to God, with your life. Because if the truth be told, everybody, glory to God, have a past, even including the devil. Do you understand? He was the anointed cherub. He had a past, and he just wasn't satisfied with that past, and he wanted to be God. And so that's what got him cast out or kicked out of the presence of God. Earl, how you doing, sir? Glad you're joining this program. And so that's what got him really kicked out of the presence of God. And so I said all of that to say that everyone have a past, but the at the end of the day, can't nobody do nothing with their past. The only thing you could do with your past is bring your past to the altar, but you can't do anything about changing your past. That's why it's your past. So if God have forgiven you, glory to God, of your past, then it's important, glory to God, to forgive yourself and get on, glory to God, with your life. And so that's very important, because I just sense by the Holy Ghost today that people keep letting their past trap them up, and God is not, you keep letting your past hold you up, and what you need to do is to bury your past so that your future can become alive. That's what make your testimony great, is that you have the past that you have, but you even have a greater future, and God is really not finished, glory to God, with you yet. And so the Bible even talks about in 1 John 1:9 that if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so you need to understand, no matter what your past, no matter what your history, no matter what your background, no matter where you came from, no matter what you did last night, last year, the blood of Jesus is greater glory to God than your past. And so Ephesians 1:7, want to read this to you again. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And so you understand that God did all of this, glory to God, because he loved us in a unconditional way. You need to understand that his grace is a byproduct of his love. His grace really come out of his love for us. And so his grace is the unmerited favor of God. His grace is something you can't work for. His grace is something you can't earn. His grace is God's ability to do in you, through you, for you, with you, by you, what you can't do in and of, glory to God, yourself. And so the Bible says that God did all of this according to the riches, glory to God, of his grace. His grace. And so I just got a comment, glory to God, that the real riches of God is his love, glory to God, and his grace. And so that thing, glory to God, is a blessing. And it's important, people of God, it's important to just understand that God loves you so much, and that it's the love of God that would not allow you to stay where you were. It was the love of God that picked you up, turned you around, put your feet on solid ground. It was the love of God that delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. Giselle, I see you. Good to see you. God bless you. And so it was the love of God that delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. So what you need to understand about the kingdom of God, now that you are in the kingdom of God, the Bible talks about, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And so your spiritual condition, before you came into a saving knowledge of the truth, that passed away. Your past passed away. Some of your behavior, glory to God, passed away. And I'm here to tell you, people of God, you cannot have an encounter with the Christ and something in your life not pass away. Something is supposed to change. Something is supposed to happen. Something is supposed to pass out of your life. There's no way I can have an encounter with him and my life be the same, even though I can't articulate the change or everything that is going on in my life. I need to understand, glory to God, that something has happened to me. And so in Ephesians 1:8, wherein he have abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. And so in other words, it was just the wisdom, the prudence, the good understanding of God in eternity that he had toward you to bring you out of whatever all of us were in. That's what make your life a blessing. I'm here because of the greatness of our God. You can't keep your testimony a secret and just keep it to yourself, because your testimony attribute to the greatness of God. How can you have done all this and that and been this and that and understand that you don't look nothing like what you have been through or gone through? How could you have done all this and that and been all this and that and still be able to testify and talk about, glory to God, your story? It's a tribute to the eternal plan of God's redemption for your life. It's a contribute, glory to God, to his great love that he had for you. And it's a tribute to the riches, glory to God, of his grace. And so my time is just about up. Again, my name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. I hope this Faith at Noon broadcast, glory to God, has been a blessing to you. I believe it encouraged. I believe it strengthened somebody. I believe it's causing somebody to pick up their head, to square their shoulders, glory to God, and walk like who they really are in Christ Jesus. And so again, I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, Paterson, New Jersey, located 385 Broadway. Want to give you the opportunity, if you are in the Paterson area, every Sunday morning, glory to God, is our worship service. Feel free to come and to worship with us, because there is an anointing on the ministry of Grace and Restoration that remove burdens and destroy yokes. It caused the lame to walk. It caused the blind to see. It caused the sick to be healed. And that's the kind of environment you need to be in. And so until next time, may God richly bless you.